frankly, house prices have begun to fall. There's a record oversupply of housing. And with demand now starting to be curtailed because people are having more difficulty getting mortgage credit, you know, it's very hard to see how prices don't keep falling. And, you know, that's really the center of the story, that on the one hand, you're getting a downturn in the housing sector itself, less construction, fewer people employed in mortgage banking, and realtors. You know, so that's part of the story. But then the more important part of the story is people can't borrow against their homes if they no longer have equity in them. So it's very hard to see how things don't continue to deteriorate.
Well, the Wall Street Journal surveyed 52 different economists in the last few days. Were you one of them?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. About whether a recession is imminent, and there were a variety of opinions, but one of the biggest sources of dispute, apparently, is the unemployment outlook. People say the dip in unemployment or employment last month was considered stunning because the labor market had been strong throughout the year. Some economists think that that was an aberration. Others don't. Where do you stand on that?
You know, the exact numbers, there's always some room for error in any individual employment report. They're a little quirky. They're not entirely accurate. But the point is that the labor market actually hasn't been terribly strong in the last few months. So in that sense, it wasn't entirely out of line. Now, whether we get a subsequent revision and we find out that instead of losing 4,000, we actually created 10,000 or 20,000 jobs, that's entirely possible. But the point is, clearly, the labor market's been very weak over the last several months. We've created only like 200,000 jobs in the private sector since May, which is a pretty weak performance by any measure. So it shouldn't have been altogether shocking that, you know, we had a job loss. And again, there could always be some revision or something that will change that story. But the fact that the labor market's weak shouldn't have been news to anyone.
Well, again, and you wrote in your essay published on the Common Dreams website earlier this week that the weakness in the housing market will be further reinforced by the weakening of the job market. So you see this job market still having a tough time here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're at the beginning of this, not at the end. So, you know, what's likely, well, just to give you one obvious example, there were more than 50,000 layoffs announced just in the mortgage broker sector in the last month. And this is just what was announced because, you know, these are big firms that were sending out announcements. You have a lot of small mortgage brokers, you know, employ 5 or 10 people. They're not sending a press release to the Wall Street Journal when they got a business. So that's something that's just happened. That wasn't picked up in the August jobs numbers. That will show up in September. It'll show up in October. You know, that's in terms of the whole economy, that's not that big a deal. But nonetheless, that's representative of what's going on in the real estate sector as a whole. So we're really just at the beginning of this story. We're going to see, you know, a lot more problems in the labor market. And, you know, the August data is just the tip of the iceberg.
We're sitting with Dean Baker. He's with the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington. Dean Baker, the collapse of the subprime mortgage market accounted for 1/4 of all mortgages issued last year, or I should say that subprime mortgages were 1/4 of all mortgages last year. So certainly the collapse of that this past year is really a major event in our economy. Credit collapse, is this something that is also just in the beginning stages here?
Yeah, I mean, the subprime, you know, people focus on the subprime, and that's where we're seeing the greatest problems, you know, for two reasons. One is obviously those were the worst loans, and secondly, these are people with no recourse in the sense that they're not, you know, they don't have, you know, $40,000 in the bank for the most part, or they don't have, you know, money in the stock market. They could sell off their stock if they get in trouble. These are people that are living, pretty much on the edge, and, you know, they took everything they had to buy a house, and many got themselves over their head in mortgages. So, you know, when they got in trouble there, these are the ones that are, you know, most immediately losing their home. But the underlying problem is that you have falling house prices. If house prices weren't falling, even the subprime folks would have been fine. So the bottom line is that you have falling house prices and you have a lot of people that really stretch themselves to take out mortgages, and it's going to go well beyond subprime. As I say, we see that now because these are the most vulnerable people, but, you know, in 6 months or a year, we're going to see a lot of people that, you know, were well above, you know, subprime or, you know, got prime mortgages, decent jobs, you know, even money in the bank, but, you know, they find they can no longer afford their home.